you look at the AFC West right now, Denver, Kansas City, and Oakland, everything seems to be jumbled up on the top. Do you think the Raiders are primed or prepared to be able to take that next step and challenge for a division crown and maybe get back in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think everybody sees that. The expectations are definitely there, obviously, for what they've done in the offseason. You know, with all the signings, they had a draft class, free agency, all of that. But I think now is a time where this football team has to just start from the ground up, you know, still have a foundation, set that, and then just go out there and win games and let everything kind of just happen. I think when you go on with the expectations of, okay, this is a playoff team now, or they need to be 10-6, 11-5, I think they just have to build off last year and still come in with the underdog mentality. I look at the AFC West as a wide open division this year, just because, I mean, Peyton Manning is no longer there. The Denver Broncos, you know, have a different starting quarterback this season. You look at Kansas City, they'll be a team that I think will be in contention as well. And San Diego, and Lorenzo knows this, man. I won't put down Phillip Rivers for no reason at all. I mean, that guy's still, I think, one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. But, you know, for me, I think it's just for the Raiders to come in and just really, really keep the underdog mentality of last year and feel like you have not arrived.
I agree with you. I think that those are the three teams in contention. Now, Kirk, when you think about the Raiders and the way that they went out in free agency and addressing the defense and offense, is this team good enough if Carr doesn't? What is Carr going to have to do? Does he need to go out and win games, or do you think this team's good enough this year that if he doesn't turn the ball over, they'll be good enough to win?
Yeah, you know what, Lo, he's in that same category as I'm putting in Derek and Teddy Bridgewater. It's guys who we saw in year one. You said you saw the talent. You said, okay, these guys can play. And in year two, you saw a little bit of ups and downs, but you saw improvement. Well, this is year three. And I can tell you, and you can tell this, say that, you know, speak to this as well, year three in the National Football League is where the light bulb goes off. It is either you get it or you don't. And I think this is that year that Derek can take off, and it's really about what does, you know, this team allow him to do? What do they allow him to do as far as the offense? Because defensively, I think they now have the depth. That's the one thing that they've never had is depth, meaning that, hey, a frontline starter goes down, hey, the next guy goes in, and there's a big drop-off. They don't have that drop-off now. The competition is there, especially defensively, to the point where I think when you look at the offensive side, Derek and the guys can really score points, but you don't have to put the game in Derek's hands. I think really because of the mentality of Jack Del Rio playing for him, I played with the guy named David Garrard when Jack Del Rio was our head coach in Jacksonville, very similar, just didn't put the game in his hands. You know, it comes a point sometime where Jack says, hey, we're going to win this thing on defense. But then there will be a game, two, three, how many, and it depends on Derek, where he says, you know what, Derek, go win us this football game. So to me, it's going to be a game-by-game basis. But you know what, Love, the good thing about it is I feel that this team can handle that situation now, where in years past, if you said, hey, the last 2 years, hey, Derek, go win us the game, you would say, hey, I don't know. But I think he has a maturity this year in year three that he can finally do that.